This is Tell Me We're Dead, a Teen Wolf fanfic, written by Paper Faith and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairings Allison Argent, Scott McCall, and Derek Hale, Stiles Stilinski, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Season 1, Religious Imagery and Symbolism, Mythology, Purple Prose, Flu Meds Made Me Do It, Sorry Not Sorry, Blood Play, Violence, Canonical Character Death, Potentially Disturbing Imagery. Author's Notes. I promised myself never to write Teen Wolf. Apparently I lied to my face. Blame it on the meds. When Stiles Stilinski is born, his mother wants to name him Stephen. It's an easy, uncomplicated name, one that's been handed down in her family for generations. So when the nurse comes to do the paperwork with her, she looks into her newborn son's eyes and says something completely different. The nurse blinks big, startled doe eyes at her, and she repeats the name, pronunciation solid and conviction absolute. 15 minutes later, when the deed is done, she tries to sound out her son's name and stumbles over the syllables, the discordant harmonies that fall from her tongue like a completely alien language. Only when she is looking into her baby's dark, dark eyes can she ever say his name correctly. There are books somewhere, buried deep, lost grimoires written on human skin. In those books, the name stands, written in human blood, a lick and curl of long-forgotten letters. The translation, if anyone were alive to undertake it, would be simple. Ender. The Beacon Hills Police Department gets used to the little Stilinski brat being underfoot all the time, because no matter how many times his father takes him home, the kid always shows back up. And really, he's not disturbing anyone. He just sits and watches the proceedings with a child's curiosity. The only thing that freaks them all out a little is the way he scampers off the minute someone calls in a death. No matter what kind, accidental, natural, forceful. And inevitably shows back up in the basement, where the town's part-time coroner is set up, staring at the black plastic bags as they wheel past, with an expression like hunger on his face. Except, no. It's not hunger, not really. More the opposite of it. The absence of hunger. Satiation. When he is 5, his mother takes him out for ice cream. There is a young man sitting 2 tables over. And when their gazes meet, he grins, all teeth and viciousness. His face is a sun-bleached and bitten-clean skull, with holes for eyes. From within, laughter rings like madness. There are images all over the world of a skeletal creature in a black cloak, a black beaked mask on its skull face. Plague has come, the drawings and carvings say. Plague is here. The sheriff's son grins as he licks his spoon clean. Waves. The man, whole and alive, healthy and hale, that was only an afterimage, burned into retinas and faded into the light. Now it's back. Styles. It's his name now, the one he chose when he realized that no one will ever manage the other one, not anymore. Stalks Lydia Martin for an entire week in first grade before she snaps. Spinning on her heel, she digs a delicate, tiny finger into his chest. Stop! She snaps, fire hair flying, eyes burning with hunger. Hunger, hunger. Her curls fall perfectly to frame a rounded face, pale skin, dark eyes. Her dress is frilly and pretty, drapes her almost still a toddler frame perfectly.